Well, Dolly.
Yes, Mr. Durkin?
Shush now. I was browsing in the library yesterday.
What were you doing in the library? Catching up on your sleep?
No. No, as a matter of fact, I was looking for a children's story.
Oh, aren't you a bit old for that sort of thing?
Well, I was looking for a story to tell you.
No.
Yes. You see, I realize, Charlie, I haven't told you a story for a long time now, have I?
No, you haven't, no. And don't think I don't appreciate it, too. I do.
I'm going to tell you a story now.
No.
Yes, it's the story of Cinderella.
No. Do you think my tender ears are old enough for that racy stuff?
Oh, yes. Once upon a time, there were three sisters.
Andrew's sisters?
No.
King's sisters?
No.
Nils brothers?
No, certainly. Though there were three sisters, of course, Cinderella was only half-sister.
Well, half a sister is better than none, I suppose.
Now, the other two, of course, were mean and ugly, and Cinderella was so sweet and gentle and beautiful that the two sisters hated her.
They did?
Yes.
Well, I'm beginning to dislike her myself.
And, Charlie, do you know why they called her Cinderella?
Because it was her name?
No. Well, yes, in a way. But because most of the time she spent in the chimney corner sitting among the cinders.
Well, there's no future in that sort of thing. Sitting in the cinders?
Yes.
What did she wear?
Well, it's...
Asbestos snuggies? Well, I think I know her old man, Smokey Joe. Well,
Yes, now, where was I?
You were laying an egg right here.
Yes. Now, if you don't mind, Charlie, I can get along without your funny remarks.
Since when? All right.
One night, Cinderella's sisters were invited to a ball given by the king. The poor girl cried as she watched them ride off in a coach with four horses.
In a coach with four horses?
Yes.
A little crowded, huh?
Well...
Probably sat on the horse's lap.
Yeah, probably did. Yeah. While Cinderella was bemoaning her fate, suddenly there came a clap of thunder.
Ooh.
Yes. And there before her stood a fairy godmother.
No. Yes. I bet that scared little old Citronella.
Who?
Sarsaparilla?
No, not Sarsaparilla.
Pensacola.
Oh, will you please? I'm afraid we're getting away from the story.
Yes, but not far enough.
Nevertheless, the fairy godmother asked her if she would like to go to the ball.
Yes.
And Cinderella answered,
"Oh, my goodness, yes. Ooh."
Yes.
Did she always gargle like that or no? Her voice was changing.
Probably so. She waved her hand over Cinderella's head and presto changeo.
What, rabbits?
No. No, she changed Cinderella's rags into beautiful garments.
How did she do that?
Well, of course, with her magic wand.
Magic wand?
Yes.
Obviously controlled by radar.
So that Cinderella could ride to the ball in style, her fairy godmother changed the pumpkin into a coach and the four mice into horses.
Well, that's one way of beating gas rationing, isn't it?
Yes. As Cinderella rode away, her fairy godmother warned her to be sure to get home by midnight.
Yeah.
That was very important.
Be home by midnight?
Yes, she had to do that.
Well, so what? It don't mean so much. Can't get a drink after 12 anyway. Oh, no.
Yes. Well, at the ball, Cinderella was so beautiful, the king's son immediately fell in love with her.
Fast worker, huh?
Yes. Yeah, well, this prince, of course, was a very handsome man. He was tall and he was strong and had lots of wavy blonde hair. Thick, wavy blonde hair.
Don't torture yourself. What did the prince do?
Well, I walked up to her and I said, "What?" Well, I mean, I sort of lived the part.
Yes, well, you're killing it.
I mean, they danced together all evening, and when he whispered into her ear, why, she blushed prettily.
Oh, she blushed?
Yes.
Told her a snappy one.
No. So the prince was probably paying her a very nice compliment.
Yeah?
Yes.
What'd he say?
Well, he might have said, he might have said, Cinder, you're an eyeful.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I think that's rather good.
Yeah, I think it's a clinker.
A clinker, yes.
I might go further now. I think it's a still.
Well, no, you don't. Suddenly the clock struck 12, the spell was broken, and Cinderella ran from the ballroom. And all that was found was a dainty glass slipper, which she dropped in her haste.
Heck of a place to drop a slipper.
The prince looked far and wide to find a fit to put to shoe.
Try galoshes.
No.
Try another story. All right, I see.